When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome, one and all. Hello, Thomas. Hello, Marcus. Please have a seat, everybody. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Now, very nice. It's very nice. Very nice, these people. Now, here's the thing. Sharp-eyed viewers will notice I'm sitting at my desk for tonight's monologue. That's because we taped this show earlier. Yeah, earlier, right now. I'm actually on my way back from the Emmys. I'm either very proud of my staff, or I'm very proud of my staff and we won an Emmy. Tonight, who knows? No one. Tonight, we've got a lot of great, never-before-seen stuff for you, featuring the sexiest celebrities, plus the guests I'm interviewing. But first for you tonight, we put together a special look back at former president One-Trick Phony. The man just won't go away. Everywhere you look, there's another story about him. Him under investigation for this or that or the other nuclear secrets. But the biggest story will always be January 6th, the day he attempted to throw our election out the window and then his chicken nuggets at the wall. This month, a select committee will be back with more revelations that will shock everyone who has not been watching this show, because we looked back, and it turns out we predicted every insane criminal step he took down Nutball Treason Highway. And our job here at the show is, I think, to talk about the stuff, you know, that we all hear and news every day and talk about it with you. We talk about it together so you don't feel alone, which at the time we all were, because all these clips you're about to see are from during COVID, when I was doing my show from a supply closet on the 8th floor with the hairdo of a lascivious English professor. My office hours are 4 p.m. to breakfast. So let's take a look back at the lead up to January 6th and humbly remind ourselves what we were totally right about all along.
We just found out the Trump campaign is actively discussing radical measures to bypass the election results. But according to a Trump campaign legal advisor, if Trump loses the election, his campaign is considering asking legislators in battleground states where Republicans have a legislative majority to bypass the state's popular vote and to choose electors loyal to the GOP and the sitting president. Well, like Lincoln said at Gettysburg, a government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth, unless I lose, in which case I'm king now. Bow before Lincoln. We are live. Right there, after the first presidential debate. Tonight was the opening round of Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. The battle of the boomers, the showman versus the Joe man. Get ready for democracy to crumble!
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully.
Maybe go hang out there wearing your favorite brown shirt and just, you know, assess the situation.
But the most horrifying moment of this, or really any debate, was when the president of the United States did not condemn white supremacy.
Do you want to call him? What do you want to call him? Give me a name. Give me a
white
name.
White supremacists and
right like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
The Proud Boys heard Trump's message loud and clear, because within minutes, group members called the president's comment a tacit endorsement of their violent tactics. And that's just not fair. There was nothing tacit about it. That's like saying Cardi B offered a tacit endorsement of natural lubrication. Now, having seen tonight's debate, there are two things.
No! No! Get out of here! Back! Back! Back!
It's impossible to keep him off the furniture. But if Trump does end up losing, I'm sure he will be gracious when he pretends that he won, because according to Axios, Trump plans to declare premature victory. Premature is no surprise. Like he always says to his ladies, I was first, I win sex. There's absolutely no precedent for a president to actually...
I win!
Get out of here!
I win!
I tell you, I'm happy to be on Showtime, because holy this is a weird election. We are now able to project that Delaware has been won by Joe Biden. Well, I should hope so. It's his home state. That would be like Donald Trump losing New York. He what? 24 hours later, we still don't know the winner of the presidential election.
Now I win! I win!
Get out of here! Last night at 12:45 a.m., with millions of ballots still uncounted and Biden ahead in the Electoral College and the popular vote, Trump tweeted,
we are winning big, but they are trying to steal the election. We will never let them do it. Votes cannot be cast after the polls are closed.
First of all, you're literally not winning. Second, I really don't think you meant that spelling of polls.
I hate it when the polls close, all the dancers leave the stage, and you're left all alone, totally broke, covered in glitter and spittle.
But, you know, Tweech meat. It's not like right after midnight he marched into the East Room and declared victory and said, stop counting. He waited until 2 a.m. for that.
We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
There it is. A power grab by a terrified strongman in the dead of night. Classic. If there's anything 2 a.m. is known for, it's desperate moves by sad little men who are afraid to go home feeling like a loser. Joe Biden did it. He's our next president. It feels like America is, what's the word? Great again. It's been 2 days since the election was called for Biden, and as of this taping, Donald Trump has refused to concede. The president has been holed up in the White House tantrum pantry, where things are so stressful, the Daily Mail reports his staff is lighting rose-scented candles in an attempt to soften the environment and to combat the smell of fast food delivered to the president. Just a preview of the intense de-stankification the Biden-Harris team will have to do. Might be best to just replace the Resolute desk with a giant Glade plug-in. Our soon-to-be former president, citing baseless charges of non-existent fraud, instructing government leaders to block cooperation with President-elect Biden's transition team. Here's the thing. Peaceful transitions are important. You don't see me starting the show every night getting in a knife fight with David Letterman. I wouldn't dare. The guy's got reach. Those Hoosiers are scrappy. It has been 5 days since it became clear that Joe Biden won the election, at which point the current president refused to concede, duct-taped himself to the Resolute desk, and slapped a sign on the Oval Office door that says, no Dems allowed. Buckle up, buddy boys, because getting this guy out of office is going to be a bumpy ride. Yesterday, the administration removed senior defense officials and installed loyalists, triggering alarm at the Pentagon. Presidents don't usually sack top defense officials when they're planning to leave office in a couple of months. One defense official put it this way, these are dictator moves. Yes, but they have inspired an exciting new Maroon 5 remix.
You want the moves like Stalin, got the moves like Stalin, I've got the moves like Stalin.
Today, around 4 o'clock Eastern crazy time, the president posted a conspiracy theory-filled rant on Facebook.
We're leading by a lot. And then, at 3:42 in the morning, there was this. It was a massive dump of votes.
Again with the massive dumps? But
given his cheeseburger at bedtime, 3:42 in the morning, sounds about right for him. Showing a surprising amount of self-awareness, the president even knew how poorly his stupidity would be received.
Even what I'm saying now will be demeaned and disparaged, but that's okay.
Well, as long as it's okay. You're a petty, angry man, desperate for validation you will never receive and have never deserved. And in 50 days, you'll be out of the White House without the protections of executive power, and no court is going to uphold you pardoning yourself. Plus, you're ugly and your mother dresses you funny. We got a hot new recording of a jaw-dropping phone call between the president and Georgia Secretary of State and man taping a hostage video from a La Quinta Inn, Brad Raffensperger.
If we could just go over some of the numbers, I think it's pretty clear that we won. We won very substantially, Georgia. You even see it by rally size, frankly. We'd be getting 25, 30,000 people a rally. And
okay, 25, 30,000 people. That's a lot of people. Can't deny that. One problem. Rally size does not decide who wins the election. That's why on the 20th of January, we won't be swearing in President BTS. My fellow Americans, the state of our union is... The main thing on his mind was tomorrow's congressional certification of Joe Biden's win. The president still thinks he has a chance to somehow overturn that, partly because the guy overseeing the certification ceremony is vice president and federally protected fly habitat, Mike Pence. And he really expects Pence to have his back on this.
I hope Mike Pence comes through for us, I have to tell you. I hope that our great vice president comes through for us. He's a great guy. Of course, if he doesn't come through, I won't like him quite as much.
If this were an after-school special, this is the part where we would tell Mike Pence that if the president says he won't like you unless you give him what he wants, then he doesn't really care about you. He should like you for who you are. Although we understand why he wouldn't, because who you are is Mike Pence. Thousands of MAGA protesters stormed the Capitol building. It's a horrifying day that will go down in U.S. history, however much longer that is. Now, in case you were wondering what kind of Americans would try to violently overthrow the government, you guessed it, it's this kind. Is it just me, or does that thing always seem to show up at only the worst events? You never read, the Confederate flag was seen today waving over free yoga in the park. Today, the House of Representatives impeached the President of the United States. I feel like I just took down my decorations from the last impeachment. Today's vote is historic because for the first time, a president has been impeached twice. Makes sense. This president loves having seconds. Also, he's a traitor. In the end, the takeaway from this presidency is take him away. We here at The Late Show have been counting down to this day for 4 long years, literally counting. Now, you may have noticed that when we were in the theater, there was a number in the back of the dome. And that was the number of days till the end of the president's term. And we counted it down every night for 4 long, painful years. And tonight, the number on the dome has counted down to 1. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Robert De Niro takes the Colbert Questionnaire.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Lewis.
Steven.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, man.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah?
I think the show's going pretty well tonight. I wish we were here. Folks, one of the best things about doing this show right here is you get to talk to all sorts of fascinating people. But it's hard to really get to know someone in just 10 to 12 minutes on national TV, which is why we here at The Late Show have created something called the Colbert Questionnaire. It is comprised of 15 questions that have been hydrodynamically engineered to dive deep into a celebrity's true inner self, or at the very least, trick them into divulging their password security questions. De Niro took the questionnaire so seriously, he even came prepared with notes, which is technically forbidden. But he's Robert De Niro. So here he is, Bobby D, taking the Colbert Q. I'm here with Mr. Robert De Niro. Bob, you know, I've been talking to you on the show since the very beginning. Yeah. You're one of my favorite guests. I always enjoy talking to you on the show. We've been able to spend a couple minutes together off the show. I've seen you out socially. And here's the thing, is that even though we know each other a little bit, the thing is that you don't get to know each other in these short little bites. And I really like to plumb the depth, the soul of my guest. And so what we have done here in the Late Show Labs is that the scientists up there with aerospace precision have come up with 15 questions that, when answered, reveal the true nature of a guest. Are you prepared? Do you have the courage? Are you willing to step up and take the responsibility of taking the Colbert questionnaire?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Robert De Niro, what is the best sandwich?
Whatever sandwich I'm eating at the time.
Love the one you're with.
Yes.
Love the one you're with. What's the one thing that you own that you should really throw out?
My collection of O.J. Simpson memorabilia.
What is the scariest animal?
Republicans.
Apples or oranges?
Well, I find it difficult to compare apples to oranges. So I'll say grapes.
What do you think happens when we die?
Well, one thing is it's harder to get a job. And at least that was my experience after I released The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Favorite action movie?
40 Shades of Grey.
40 Shades of Grey.
Or Bambi. Or Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I know they're not what you expect, but I like these things.
May I ask, what happened to the last 10 Shades of Grey?
I don't know.
Because okay.
I didn't see the movie.
You didn't see the movie?
No.
You haven't seen the movie? No. It's a great movie.
Is it?
It's a great movie. Really? Hey, it's Cards on the Table. I've never seen Heat.
Okay. That's okay.
Is that really okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I mean to. I've never seen that. I've never even seen Shawshank.
It's okay.
What if I watched Heat? Would you watch Heat with me if I watched it?
Don't make me.
Because you don't like to see yourself on camera, or you don't like the movie? Or you don't like Pacino?
No, I love Pacino. It's just that I don't feel like seeing the movie, and then you ask me to watch it, and it'll be, I've got to sit here and this and that.
You could, get up and make a sandwich or something and check in and go, how do you like it so far?
Yes.
Yep, okay. Window or aisle?
I actually prefer a center seat between two big guys with screaming kids.
Favorite smell?
Garlic.
Least favorite smell?
My breath after I've had a lot of garlic.
You know, you discovered a lot about that with the mask on the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
That came back, you'd be huffing your own garlic. Most used app on your phone?
the Tribeca Festival mobile app.
There's a mobile app for the festival? Yeah. There you go. Oh, that's good.
And it should be the most used app on your phone.
It undoubtedly is from this moment forward. Cats or dogs?
I like cats and dogs. I've had them both. They're all great.
Robert De Niro, describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
I'm counting the words. Oh, what the f- happened?
Robert De Niro, you are known. Congratulations.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after the Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.